Now, the wintry blast we've been reporting on is proving to be a plus for godwits. Yes, the migrating birds are flying towards New Zealand at record speeds as tail winds propel them along. We spoke last week to Phil Battley from Massey University, who was one of the scientists tracking the birds with new technology. That technology's picked up the wind speeds. Phil, are you there?
I'm here, Corin.
All right, how fast are they going?
So we had a good weekend. Two birds came in to Pukatakata Miranda. So the first of those on Saturday was cruising along at 50 to 60 kilometres an hour until it passed New Caledonia, got into these winds that were coming down to New Zealand, and sped up till we had it going at about 96 kilometres an hour for some part, and that helped it come on. It went down to the Waikato and then backtracked up towards Miranda in the evening. So that was the first one, and then yesterday we had another one coming in. Same thing happened, cruising 55 kilometres an hour to New Caledonia, and then that one got up to 95 kilometres an hour and for quite some while was going in the high 80s.
Wow. Is 100 realistic? Has any bird ever done that?
So an earlier bird we had that was circling around a storm off Alaska, from the looks of its trackers, it got to about 118 kilometres an hour. Bearing in mind, it may be flying no faster than it would normally do, but it's in a body of air that's moving already 50, 60, 70 kilometres an hour. So that's the difference.
Are they on? They're not overshooting. They're on track. The wind isn't blowing them off course.
Well, we've got one that's gone to northern Queensland or mid Queensland, so that one sort of overshot considerably. So we'll be interested to see how long it takes for that bird to come back. And the one that was heading for Miranda but ended up in the Waikato clearly overshot, but not problematically. It just turned around and went back.
Phil, thanks for the update. That is Phil Battley there on the flight of the godwits.